Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. What's up, everybody? We back at it. Listen. 587. Hey. There. Wait. The Heaven. P&P Show. Back at it once more. Time. Back at it once more. Time. Yo. Dr. C. Chilling with the P&P crew. It's me and it's you. We the fam. You know who. Every single week. Chill in the crew. 582 plus 5 makes 587. Episodes. Chilling with my bros. And my sis. And my missus. Hey, and my mister. We coming at you with the 1 and 2 punch. What you have for lunch? I'm eating up the rhymes on time. Dropping the dime like Rey Mysterio 619. Yo, cause we flipping, we flopping. We ain't flopping. We don't watch. Cause we got you by the crotch. Making you know this is the show that you want to listen to, my sis and my bro. It's P&P with the P&P crew. 570. Woo. 587, y'all. Having a good time as always. Chilling on pancakes and power slams. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo. Man, what's going on? We are back at it again. 587 episodes, y'all. 587 episodes. Are you serious? We are 13 episodes away from 600. 600 episodes. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 587 episodes. Man, I started this show in April of 2012. And wowzers. Wowzers. Wowzers, wowzers, wowzers. It's amazing that this show has continued for so long. And we haven't stopped. Haven't taken a season off. 587 straight weeks. And I've probably missed about 5 of those. Maybe 10. So say I missed maybe 10 out of 587. I had some replacements. I had 2 surgeries. During that time, I've had 3 surgeries. Well, 4 surgeries. 3 back surgeries. 3 kids. And a boatload of interviews during that 11-year stint. 11-plus year stint. And that has been fantastic, y'all. It's been amazing. It's been such an amazing ride. And guess what? This ride will continue by you supporting the channel. It will be continued by you supporting the channel. How do you support the channel? You can do Pancakes and Power Slams. You can do patreon.com/pancakesandpowerslams if you want to be a monthly subscriber. Or you can do this. You can do Chris Prolific, $ Chris Prolific, for just a donation. Guess what? I put this out there. Someone asked for my PayPal last week, too. PayPal.me /Dr. Chris Featherstone. So those are three ways of just giving a charitable donation to the show. That's really how we're going to start funding the show, mostly outside of our patrons. If you don't, you know, if you can't do a monthly deal, it's all right. Just give a time or two, you know what I mean, and just show your love on the channel, paypal.me/Dr. Chris Featherstone, $Chris Prolific to show your love and give to the Pancakes and Power Slam Show. Or if you want to be a patron, patreon.com/Pancakes and Power Slams. Thank you for your support. Give me these questions. Let's see. The People's Wrestling Channel. Hello, sir. How are you doing today? How are things on your end? Busy. Exhausting. Blessed. There you go. He bought the long Wooks gimmick back on NXT. Good for him. Good for him. Did he have the same Lone Wolf entrance music? And secondly, I imagine he still lost to Carmelo, even though bringing back the Lone Wolf gimmick, which I like. I think the Lone Wolf gimmick is what got him over the most. So, yeah. Elvis has returned. He has entered the building. He has not left the building. He left the building, but now he's back. All laying around with us. RK4 is back in the building. What's up, my good man? Been a while. Got married a month ago. Congratulations. Honeymoon and trained one of my fighters for his MMA debut this past Saturday. Very nice. Very nice. Hope life is good because Raw and SmackDown suck. Congratulations. RK4, good stuff for you, man. Good stuff. Tamburno's in the house. Tamburno likes to put Tamburno over and say this. Tamburno's in the house, and good stuff. I appreciate you coming on. Do you see the return of Rikishi on Saturday, or maybe Randy Orton, or possibly Bray? I don't see Randy Orton because Randy Orton's still recovering, so he's still injured. Rikishi, no. Rikishi would be a one-off. So Rikishi could have been a SmackDown deal, or can be a SmackDown deal, but I doubt that they'll fly him to London. Or if he comes back to try to... If he comes back during the match, I just don't see him being... I don't see him moving forward with the Bloodline angle. As far as like being a frequent, I don't see that. I don't see him being a part of that. Neither should he, in my opinion. I don't think he should. Bray. No, I don't see Bray either. If anything, I can see Drew, but it should be interesting if Drew came back as an eighth person. That would be interesting. You know, he's a UK guy, so I'm sure that he would get a really big pop for being a UK guy, which, again, Seth versus Finn in the UK doesn't make sense since Finn's a UK guy. So wouldn't theoretically Finn be the one who's getting cheered? So wouldn't that hurt Seth Rollins' momentum as a newly crowned world champion? A relatively newly crowned world champion. I don't get the logic, people. I don't understand it. But, you know, I don't understand what WWE does nowadays, though. What was your least favorite feud this year so far and why? That requires me listening. Remembering what the feuds were. Least favorite feud, probably this year so far? Well, the Miz and Ciampa feud has sucked so far because the Miz in a feud with anybody is horrible this year. But also the Ricochet Nakamura Bronson Reed crap is bad. L.A. Knight Brave was bad, too. But it's ended up helping L.A. Knight way more than Bray. Interesting how that happened. Deion says, no, we don't need Vince in charge of creative again. I agree we don't need Vince in charge of creative again, although I think that he will be a part of creative because we're already seeing some vetoes. We're already seeing some last-minute changes. The Seth Rollins open challenge was changed. So, you know, Vince McMahon, just Vince McMahoning all over again, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because he's going to kill what he created. Him. In the end. Elvis lives in the 719. Very nice. Deion lives in the 785. How much would it cost to have Vince McMahon removed from WWE, and how can we fundraise the money? Good question. I don't think any dollar amount would cause him to, well, it don't matter. I don't think you can pay him to, I think his pride is bigger than paying him off to retire. That's how I feel Vince McMahon is. He had enough money to ride off in the sunset and had an ability to retire, and he didn't do that. So, therefore, I don't think any dollar amount is sufficient, yes, that he will leave the WWE. Did I hear about the craziness on Ryback's show? With you working in mental health, you probably understand how these things go. It's interesting because I know that he's been like in a lot of, you know, conversations recently, but I'm not sure what happened with him on Ryback. Let's see. If I Google Ryback, let's see what happens. Oh, stalker. Okay. Threatened to replicate the actions of Sonya Deville stalker. Oh, it's the same stalker, huh? Okay. What do you say? Just got off the phone with the FBI. I'm so thankful we have so many great people joining in on this, and he's going to be found one way or another. Zero tolerance to this behavior, and the clock is ticking, Chase. It's a game over, and you will be caught hungry. Wow. That's something else, y'all. Something else. I'm surprised that he is out. So it looks like Carmelo retained. Gotcha. Interesting. Okay. The same person, huh? Yeah, so I thought he was arrested. I thought that he was arrested for Sonya Deville's thing. A caller named Chase made death threats to us. So recent live episode of the Ryback Show podcast, a caller named Chase made death threats to Ryback, his family, and his pets. Ryback kept his fool fishing for information. Chase ranted for over an hour. This call starts at 109:50. Okay, so he places the tweet. He says, as explained by Chase, his problem with me began after I stopped and talked to him for 20-25 minutes one day at a Gold's Gym in St. Pete. Then I went on a couple of dates with a very nice woman named Tanya that he apparently knew. At some point he fell while I was on crutches. I disrespect him at the gym, but did nothing about it. nor can I state what it was other than a look he didn't like. He later called me and threatened to kill me multiple times. From there, he got backstage at WWE event. Tampa did nothing to me. But once I was aware he was there, he was swiftly kicked out of the building. He has since gone to have an unhealthy obsession, creating hundreds of Twitter accounts to slander my name in any way possible. Wow. He now has made himself known once again last week and on today's Ryback show, claiming his life purpose to kill me and my family. He claims to know my address, card, gym, and various other things, while also claiming to now be living in Las Vegas stalking me. Then he did Elon Musk and a bunch of other Twitter handles. I hope you take this as seriously as I am and help get this guy's location from his accounts. This is something we've seen numerous times, and he has publicly stated he doesn't care what happens to him, and he is more than okay making these threats publicly. Let's find this POS and handle this swiftly and efficiently. Wow, very, very, very sad, man. Obsession, definitely like on the cluster A route, seemingly, as far as like some schizophrenic like traits there. So you have the schizoid, and you have like schizotypal, but schizotypal is the one that deals with more like odd and eccentric behaviors. Definitely, it seems sociopathic too. So, yeah, interesting. Sociopathy isn't necessarily in a cluster, but schizophrenic, paranoid, or delusional schizophrenic behavior is more the cluster A. So you have three clusters and different types. A good mnemonic to remember the types of personality disorders are weird, wild, wacky. So you have the schizoid, paranoia in cluster A. You got the more of the like narcissism, histrionic, so forth, and cluster B. Then you have more like OCD, dependent personality, and so forth, and in cluster C. So he seems like a cluster A person here with this particular situation. I don't know the details of it, but yeah, it's really, really interesting. Definitely seems like a cluster A type of situation just from the surface. Just unusual behavior, very peculiar, odd, eccentric, stuff like that. So not really caring about building close relationships. That seems like to be the case. Let me see what else, like any updates with what that is concerned. As far as Ryback, so I read the one. So it wasn't – okay, so it wasn't – at this stage, Ryback is a legal case against. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so found a personal burner account with suspicious activity. This is as of like 4 hours ago. So, okay, so he's still. They're still doing it. They're still trying to figure it out. Okay, so it wasn't the. It wasn't the same person as far as Cyan DeVille. I don't know why there was Cyan. I don't know why it says Cyan DeVille. Okay. He's replicating Cyan DeVille. Okay, so it's not Cyan DeVille stalker. Okay, the way that a site that was reporting it was a bit clickbaity. It's a little odd, but. Wait a minute. So Curtis Axel, there's some Curtis Axel involvement here too. Yeah. So, yikes. Ziggler too. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. I mean, there's... The thing is, you can... With these IPs, man, you know, there's a really, really... It's really... You can... The thing is, with people who knows their stuff, who know their stuff, they can detect, you know, from the latitude and longitude, and put those at a graph and a map, and determined by the IP address, and I mean they can find where the person made the tweet. So sometimes, you know, they can find that the person made the tweet near a restaurant. Restaurant has cameras. They can check a camera. You know, it's stuff like this is up my wheelhouse as far as forensics is concerned, and it'll be really easy to at least find the trails of this person. And the thing is, with people like him, he's not going to, you know, retreat, especially with all of this attention that he's getting. He's going to continue to do the things that he's doing, most likely. The IP address that someone posted, it's led to Vegas. So, interesting. Looks like he's in Vegas based on the IP of the tweet. So, weird, wild stuff, y'all. Weird, wild stuff. Elvis and his channel today. Very nice. Elvis, see, PNP's making friends, man. Making friends. I'm up. Rip Who's on NXT, so they're just putting people on NXT nowadays, huh? Very interesting. Yikes. MITB predictions, man. I've done predictions on so many different forums. But I've got Damian Priest winning Money in the Bank. I've got Becky winning Money in the Bank. I've got Cody Rhodes defeating Dominic. I've got Rollins beating Balor. I've got something's going to be up with, I don't see it clean. I don't see it just going clean with Bloodline and Usos. And plus, I don't think you have the Usos just beat the Bloodline. Does Jay turn on Jimmy? And does that leave Jimmy versus Roman at SummerSlam? Or does Jimmy turn on Jay, and that leads to Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam? Or does Solo turn on Roman, and this leads to Solo versus Roman at SummerSlam with Roman as the babyface? A lot of options there, a lot of potential options. I think Rousey and Baszler's going to win. I think Gunther's going to win. Very, very meh card, minus the Bloodline potential, but very meh card. WWE has took over London. Yeah. Yeah, man. Good stuff. I'm glad that. Are you going? Are you going, Ricky? Since you are over at those neck of the woods. Got to 100 degrees in Colorado today, Elvis. Yikes, man. I couldn't do it. If Vince takes over creative, you see him ruining the Bloodline storyline. No, I wouldn't say that because he was there in 2020 when, you know, the Roman and Jay stuff was initially there. So Ireland's a part of the UK, Multi. It's England, Scotland, and Ireland. So he is he is a part of the UK. He is in the UK. So London's in England, but the UK is what? England, Britain, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. Let me see. Ireland, Scotland, Wales. It is. Yep, I was right. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Indeed. Indeed. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Okay, four. Why do I keep having Damian Priest lose and get pinned every Monday? Man, it just seems like they're going to. And England, Scotland, Wales is Great Britain too, I believe, right? So, but I think you add Northern. I think you add Northern Ireland with the UK. So, let's see here. Although Great Britain has like, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic there. I think UK is more political, if I'm not mistaken. So. Interesting. So it's Great Britain and Northern Ireland is the UK. Yeah, because they're going to make him a babyface, and somehow they think that getting sympathy votes on his way to becoming a babyface is the way to go, which I think is stupid, as Randy Orton would say. Stupid. The worst feud is the same every year, and it's Vince versus good creative and the fans. Yes, I think that is the worst feud. RK Ford, I see Paul Heyman and Solo turning on Roman so he can have a baby face run as a tribal chief. Yeah, interesting you said that. I think that could be the case. You don't want a hot shot Roman as a baby face, though, man, especially when you had that big moment of the Usos going away. It's. I'll leave it to Saturday to see what happens. But if you want to continue to have this thing grow legs, man, you got to put some time into it. What does changing things remotely mean? What does changing things remotely mean? I don't know what your context is, buddy. We haven't seen Evan in a while. How's Dale? Evan's doing all right, man. He's recovering. He was very ill for a while and had some things going on with him. I talk to Evan daily. I talked to him like less than an hour ago. I chatted with him. Let's see here. Who else we got? Lots of questions from the PNP Nation, and I love it. Rollins in the building. What's up, Dr. Chris? What's up, Rollins? What I think about the rumors of Logan Paul winning Money in the Bank? I think they're stupid. Stupid! I guess I'm going to channel the Randy Orton soundbite when he's talking to, I believe it was Kofi Kingston when he said that to it, right? During their feud. Stupid. He was a hothead, man. The person who wins the briefcase can always lose it in a match. False cash-ins are predictable or possible, like with Theory. I think the thing is with the false cash-ins, though, like they're still continue. I think there may be a false cash-in for the women's. Because I did hear that they're rumored to have a false cash in, which, why? But right now, when they do the stats, they're like, okay, 78%, like the percentages for the men are starting to continue to go down. So 78% is not going to look really good if it keeps going down. Yeah, because 43% of the people cash in for Money in the Bank, like it's not going to look good if they keep doing that. So, because Theory unsuccessfully cashed it in technically last year. And Otis unsuccessfully cashed it in the year before. Brock won it in 21, didn't he? Wasn't that was it 19 or 21 that Brock won? I think it might have been because he jacked up Mustafa Ali's run. I used to know all this trivia, who won every year. 21 was 2021. Ooh, was it? Because COVID Money in the Bank in 2020 was Otis. Then the Miz won. The Miz beat Otis and cashed in on Drew, I believe. And then Lashley beat Miz, and then he beat Drew in 21 when they went back to WrestleMania. And then at Money in the Bank, because Lashley had it during that time. Big E, that's who won it at, in 21. Because Big E ended up cashing it in on a Raw against Bobby Lashley because he announced that he was going to cash it in, and he successfully cashed it in. So there you go, 21. That was good. That was really good. That was an up-and-coming star. That was someone who was breaking out. I think 21 was a really good choice of the cash in. But this year, Logan Paul winning, bad idea. He's a part-timer who is a novelty act. He's a celebrity. And just why use Money in the Bank for the sake of which they would do? I mean, because I can see them doing it, but why confiscate six other wrestlers for the sake of this is what could happen. Logan Paul wins Money in the Bank. He cashes it in against Seth, probably announces it on his impulsive show, announces when he's going to cash it in, has the briefcase, because he's given WWE more pub on his podcast. So there you go. So then he's going, one episode he's going to announce when he's going to cash it in against Seth Rollins. And then you get Rollins versus Logan Paul for the title. And then Seth Rollins beats Logan Paul again, most likely. I can see that happening. And here's the honest truth. This is the reason why you got to push stars, but here's the honest truth, though. From a business standpoint, it's actually not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Difficult to say that. I know wrestling fans, enthusiasts, they don't like to hear that stuff. But it's my macho man. Most likely going to something like that could very much happen. At this point, Vince nor Triple H are doing anything. It's just 50-50 matches and a bunch of reruns with no stories besides the Bloodline. Yep. And what they're doing is they're raking in international money, YouTube money, digital money, and they're not spending much time focusing on the product as a whole. And I'm just saying, look, they might be enjoying it now, but at the end of the day, man, it's not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. So you got to appeal to the audience, man. Loaded question here with you, knowledge. I think your knowledge and background. How do communities morally and ethically help lower the homeless crisis, especially for those suffering from mental illness? Wow, that is a loaded question. Let's see. So, especially those morally and ethically help lower the homeless crisis. You're trying to get some free consultation from me. Okay, let's say this. Budget more centers, local community centers for that, and I would definitely encourage a volunteer funded community center to help that demographic. There are chat is saying rumors. I hear they're talking versus about having Logan Paul win Money in the Bank. I'm going to both SmackDown and Money in the Bank. Have fun. Have fun. Oh gosh, someone asked the question, man. Someone asked the question. Why do we sing? It was very non-convincing to me, man. Really, Jungle Boy. Like you're suspending disbelief by having one of the smallest people in professional wrestling be a believable babyface because it works, because you always have that fail-safe David and Goliath style babyface, which Jungle Boy is. He's like the David style babyface. Problem is with that is now you're making him a heel, and you're going to tell me that he's convincing enough to be intimidating? No. He's going to be fodder for Hook because they're trying to make Hook relevant again, because he's been super irrelevant recently. For him to have such a just infectious run for a hot moment, for a few months actually, he was one of the hottest names in AEW. He has cooled off, like almost ice cold, man. That's sad. Almost ice cold. Weird. Unless he has a heavy behind him. I said this in someone else. I was talking to someone else about this. Unless he has a heavy behind him, does he go back to Jungle Boy and go with Christian and has a heavy with him that way? No, because Christian is getting so much heat that he would out-heat Jungle Boy. So who can be Jungle Boy's heavy? You can have someone like a powerhouse Hobbs, but he was with QT Marshall, so you don't want to have them to go from that. And then you're trying to push powerhouse Hobbs, so you don't want him to be heavy of Jungle Boy, because that's going to make him be in the back burner again. Unless you break out Brian Cage, but he's with the Embassy and they're six-man champs, and you don't want to. It just doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense. Would have Logan win Money in the Bank and cash in a Mania Rollins. That's huge world headline news. I think that is a very I think that type of booking, man, is stuff that just makes the business go to the crapper. Because I think at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're putting the mainstream business in front of the wrestling purist. And the wrestling purist is still the heart and soul of, especially this niche. This pro wrestling era is not casual. It doesn't cater to casuals. It's not casual friendly. It's very niche. and it's very tribalist. And so by having Logan Paul winning the cashing in at Mania on Rollins, nah, man. Like, just because it's headline news doesn't mean it's good headline news. And so, no. That would be, I think, cashing it in on Rollins would not be a bad idea, but you don't do Mania at Rollins, you don't cash in at Mania on Rollins, and that's Mania is such a big stage, and to showcase him as champion on Mania, no, man. There's people who work so hard throughout the year to get in a spot and just have Logan Paul cash in at Mania. Nah. Do I have any info on who's behind creative for the Bloodline story? A lot of that is the doings of Roman and Paul Heyman. They have some help from certain people like Michael Hayes and stuff like that. But as far as the development is Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. Thank you very much. One of my favorite wrestling shirts, Sting shirt. Friends from Bray County Wick, I think it was Wicklow, right? Isn't it? Ireland and Northern Ireland are on the same island, but technically a part of two different countries with Northern Ireland. Sure. Vince has been changing plans remotely. That just means from his home. Away from the office. Northern Ireland and Ireland are part of the same island, but a part of two different countries. Ireland is his own country, and Northern Ireland is a part of the United Kingdom. Sure. There you go. Finn was born in Ireland, not Northern Ireland. Okay. So do you think that the UK crowd would care about that? He's like, you know what? You're the same country. You're neighboring us. Yeah, we'll cheer for you. Here's the deal. They cheer Mustafa Ali. Like, WWE makes Mustafa Ali the token wrestler for the Saudi event just because he's Middle Eastern. Not Saudi, but let me say this. Just because his parents are Middle Eastern, not him, because he was born in the United States. He was born about a half an hour away from Chicago. So he's American. His parents are Middle Eastern, and they're not from Saudi. So they may be like, yeah, sure, let's just. Come on. I wasn't surprised. Elvis said, what do you think of the major story that was last week about the submarine with the people who we taught go see the Titanic? I don't understand the last part. There's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's a lot to explain with that as far as just like just a 19-year-old or just not wanting to go, and it's a Father's Day thing, and just, you know, how much, like, for them to just, for it to implode like that, and to, you know, the reports of how they just turned out, and there's a lot in that. Why has wrestling become so niche? Because the fans, there's so many fans who have ruined it, if you will, and they have made so much of the business be about themselves and putting themselves over. So, all right, y'all, it's time to bounce, y'all. Let's see what we got here, man. Had fun, man. Had fun. Michael, I know you're big on documentaries. A new one about Cyndi Lauper talks about her own involvement in wrestling propelled her album to number one. Yeah. I love documentaries. I love documentaries, man. I'm going to catch the rest of the Dark Side of JYD. And I've been watching, I'm intrigued the Dark Side of the 90s. So I'm going to binge on that. I'm going to watch probably about a few episodes on that. I looked at the whole episode list, and there was some that was like, it's okay. But there's a few that I really want to watch. So I watched a big chunk of the Beanie Babies one. I think I watched the whole thing, actually, the Beanie Babies was one. And so I'm interested. I was interested in that. There's a few other from the Dark Side of the 90s. Because there's been two seasons of that. There's been 20 episodes. So there was a few that I was really interested in. The black sitcoms one was interesting. There was a couple. There was one on the cult. Yeah, Tell Two Cults. That was really interesting. So I'm going to watch that one too. If I watched this show called From It's Good, I haven't seen that. If I'm a WWE talent, I wouldn't want to be on the card in my homeland because I know I'm going to lose. Good point, right? Especially if Vince McMahon's at the helm. Deanna saying good night. Good night to you as well. You know what time it is, y'all. You know what time it is. All right, family. I'll see you later.